listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, with snow in the forecast earlier today, it's only appropriate that we come to you live from the igloo here on the campus of Bracken County High School. Hello, everyone. Ivan Rawls getting set to bring you Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network. Tonight, the Lady Indians are on the road here in Brooksville, the county seat of Bracken County, with a 12-6 record. You're ready to take on the homestanding Lady Polar Bears of Bracken County, who come into tonight's contest with a record of 8-10. Of course, the Lady Indians really trying to get themselves in order here on this back half of their season as they get prepped for postseason play, and really trying to round some things into shape here as they come in on a two-game winning streak, trying to extend that to a three-game winning streak, and what would make that even more impressive that all three of those wins would be on the road. The Lady Indians come into tonight having the victories over Madison Central in Richmond a week ago today, 47-41, and following it up last Thursday with a district matchup against district opponent Paris with another win there, 78-40. So the Lady Indians with a regional opponent here tonight in Bracken County tried to extend their current winning streak to three games. They come in tonight playing, as I said, the aforementioned Bracken County Lady Bears here tonight, coached by Coach Troy Archibald, who has an outstanding player in the name of his daughter, Nicole Archibald, one of the outstanding players in the 10th region. She's a junior guard, 5'8", averaging 13.9 points per contest and 5.4 rebounds. The Lady Bears come in tonight having won their last outing as they played host to the Lady Saints of St. Patrick with a win on Friday, 80-37. We're going to take our first break here and get you set more for this game. Both teams are out getting their warm-ups in as we're just under 11 minutes till tip-off of this game. We'll take a two-minute timeout and we return. More Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as their premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
So sweet,
so sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey. great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Back here from the igloo on the campus of Bracken County High School, the Polar Bears is the mascot. It's the Lady Polar Bears taking on the Lady Indians here tonight as the Lady Indians again on the road. Some other games going on around the region. Here tonight, of course, Mason County, who is a district opponent of Bracken County, is taking on a district opponent of Montgomery County in Bourbon County, and that game's being played down in Bourbon County tonight between those two teams. Other games of note in the area that may be some interest in as we go down here, get my screen back up here, playing tricks on me, got Augusta. A 10th region participant is at Newport tonight. So the Lady Panthers take their game on the road as well. Those are a couple of games going on that are in of 10th region note. Some other in the Gateway area is Fleming County. They travel up to Moorhead to take the Lady Vikings of Round County. Should be an interesting matchup. The Lady Engineers on the road. In region, taking on Wolf County. So they've gone up to Campton to play the Lady Wolves. Missed a 10th region game here. It's Beachwood. They're traveling to Falmouth to take on the Lady Wildcats tonight. They're on top of the hill there in region play. So those are some games of note that may be of interest in the area. Of course, over this past week at the All-A Classic, I want to make note of Coach Greg Letcher and the Lady Lady Blue Jackets of Nicholas County. Fared really well, got two wins down there, and bowed out in the Final Four. So we're able to take some hardware home and represent the 10th region really well, did the Lady Jackets. Getting back to tonight's action, the Lady Indians, a real impressive win. On the road on Thursday night over at the Red Irwin Gymnasium, a place that's always a tough place to go and play. And the Lady Indians fared really well with that that opportunity there. And just make a note here that I think they're having a moment of silence here, so I want to respect that. As I did not hear the announcement, but do want to at this time acknowledge that. And speaking of which, we'll just go ahead and we'll take a 90-second timeout. When we return, more Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
As you hear in the background, a fight song that sounds quite familiar. They share The same tune that the Indians do from Montgomery County here. The on U of K, or Indians victory is what we would say back there in the Gate City. Getting back, talking about the last outing for the Lady Indians, of course, the Lady Indians, an impressive performance over there that saw all the Lady Indians that made the trip to Earl Redwine Gymnasium got into the scoring column for Coach Dustin High and the Lady Indians. They were led by Hayden Barrier, who had 19 points on the evening, and then followed that up with Allie Dillon, her senior teammate, with 13 points. Then it was Savannah Jarvis, the junior post player for the Lady Indians, in her second game back off of injury, was able to get 12 points in that contest for Savannah Jarvis. And in that game, she also had 6 rebounds. Not to mention, in that same game, Hayden Barrier led the team with 7 rebounds. After that, on Thursday night, you had Bailey Warner. The freshman had 7 points, as well as did Laura Lee Orson in that contest. Sophie Fouch right after that with 6 points. Sophie also had 6 rebounds in that game. Again, as I continue to acknowledge, the tallest 5'4" player usually on the floor is Sophie Fouch. Had an outstanding game. And I know in talking to Coach Dustin High a little bit on Saturday, he's continue to hope that these young players, as Warner and Fouch and Orison, as they continue to get more minutes, they get more comfortable out on the floor. He's hoping tonight is one of those nights when they can show their wares once again. Of course, Reaganoni in the last game, senior guard for Montgomery County. She only finished the game with 3 points against Paris the other night. But again, just another solid all-around game. By Reagan. She had 4 rebounds in that game, but again, defensively, really was very masterful. And tonight may be another one of those challenges for her again tonight, as she may get the assignment, at least early on, maybe on Nicole Archibald, the outstanding guard for this Bracken County team. So that'll be interesting to see how all that works out as we get closer to game time. Both teams out getting their final shots up. Of course, the Lady Indians are in their road blue unis again with that red trim, red numerals with the white piping around it. The Lady Bears, the homestanding Bears, are in their home whites with blue trim, blue numbers, and with a black trim around them. We're high above on the second level of the home side here, away from the press table. So, my apologies if at times I'm not able to pick up the fouls and the numbers that the officials give from time to time. I'll do my best from afar and to try to keep you abreast of it. Hopefully they put the numbers up on the scoreboard as we get through this. Looks like we've got a two-person officiating crew tonight. One of those is a 10th region familiar, and Wallace Brooks is one of those officials tonight as we get closer to the tip-off time here. We're in the last half minute before we get ready for what we think is the pregame activities with the Star-Spangled Banner. And we'll take, at this time, a 90-second timeout. You're listening to Lady Indians Basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686. Or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. and most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
WMST Radio is worldwide. You can take your favorite music, programs, and sports with you wherever you go. Radio right at your fingertips, with or without the radio. Go to WMSTRadio.com and click the Listen Live button. In just seconds, you have WMST with you. It's that easy. From your computer, phone, or tablet, go to WMSTRadio.com and click the Listen Live button. We're always with you at WMSTRadio.com.
Allie Dillon and a freshman, number 3, Sophie Felch. The Lady Indians are coached by Dustin High. And now, let's meet your starting Lady Bears. Starting at forward, a junior, number 35, Bree Beller. Starting at forward, a senior, number 20, Holly Lipper. Starting at guard, a junior, number 14, Savannah Kelch. Starting at guard, number 5, a senior, Ella Johnson. And at the other guard, a junior, number 1, Nicole Archibald. The Lady Bears are coached by Troy Archibald.
So there you have it, the starting lineups for both teams. Our thanks to Tracy Floor, the public address announcer here tonight here at the Igloo. Both teams are out at center court. It'll be Savannah Jarvis jumping it up with Bree Bower. Bower, the junior forward, they list her at 5'6", averaging 10.7 points per game and 8.4 rebounds. And we're ready to tip this one off. And the tip is up. And we do have a three-person officiating crew. J.T. Taylor has joined. The Lady Indians will be going right to left on your listening device here tonight. The Lady Indians won the opening tip and now have the ball. And it's Barrier. Dumps it down inside of Jarvis. She does a nice reverse pivot. Gets the shot up, no good. Rebound comes off to Nicole Archibald. The Lady Bears now are on the attack. It's Archibald looking over the defense of Montgomery County. It's man-to-man. She hands it off down inside to Savannah Kelch, then kicks it over to Bree Bower. Bree Bower shoots up a 15-footer. It's good, and it's the Lady Bears on the board first with a two-point lead. It's Barrier with the ball, looking over this man-to-man defense. She gives it to the right wing to Dillon. Dillon fires a three. It's good. 3-2, the Lady Indians on the board for the first time and take a one-point lead. We're a minute in to this game here at Bracken County. Archibald guarded by Oney, hands it off, and on a nice little drive down the lane is Ella Johnson. And immediately, Coach Dustin Hyde didn't like what he saw, and he calls a timeout. So we'll take a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. The Lady Indians trail 4-3. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Early timeout for the Lady Indians as they trail by 1 point here just a minute into this contest, 4-3. Lady Indians going the full length of the court. Allie Dillon with the ball at the top of the key. Gets it over to Oney. being guarded by Johnson. She drives past Johnson, lays it in on the right-hand side. Oney did a great job of giving a ball fake there. And now the lead back to the Indians, 5-4. Archibald for Bracken County with the ball again, being guarded by Oney. She tries to make a move on Oney. Oney denies her. She hands the ball off left wing to Bree Bauer. She loses the ball. Sophie Fouch and Bauer go to the ground. And it'll remain the Lady Bears ball after the tie-up. It'll be the Lady Bears ball underneath their own basket. A couple of players were not aware of that. It was Bauer and Lippert headed the other way, but now they get back in order. Archibald inbounds the ball. And now it's Archibald from the left wing. She tries to shoot a three. It comes off into the hands of Jarvis for Montgomery County. The Lady Indians going the other way. It's Oney. Backs up, and now she's caught in a trap. Gets it out to Dillon. Dillon fires just off the right top of the key. Ball comes off into the hands of Savannah Jarvis, and she puts it in for her first basket after getting her second rebound of this contest. The Lady Indians go up 7-4. Now it's Archibald with the ball for the Lady Bears. Lady Bears run a little motion offense here, and now as Bauer comes up, sets the screen, they switch off. Archibald gets a shot off over Jarvis. Rebound comes off to Sophie Fouch for the Lady Indians. Now Barrier with the ball, skips the pass over to Dillon. Dillon immediately down inside to Jarvis on the left block. She goes up with a shot. It comes off. And then the rebound comes out onto the floor to Savannah Kelch. So Lady Indians unsuccessful on that bid at a shot. Archibald gets the ball to Kelch. Kelch loses it for a second, gets it back. Kicks it out to the top of key to Archibald. She gets a clean look for a three. It comes off. Rebound came off to Ella Johnson, but she gets her shot blocked by Barrier. Barrier goes the other way, pulls up from 15, no good. And now a save by Brianna Bauer, and now it's the Lady Bears on the attack. Archibald pulls up a three right in front of Reagan Oney as Reagan couldn't get out on time, and we have our first tie of the ball game at 7-7. Barrier with the ball for the Lady Indians. She hands it off to Oney, now to Dillon, and now we're going to have a foul out top. Looks like his foul is going to be on Kylie Lippert. Lippert is the 5'9 senior forward for the Lady Bears. That's her first foul and the team's first foul. Checking in for the Lady Indians is Bailey Warner, the freshman for the first time, and Sophie Faust checks out. Lady Indians inbounds the ball to get it to Barrier. Barrier shoots an air ball from beyond the arc. Not how she envisioned that happened, so it'll be Lady Bears basketball. Now, Lady Indians showing some zone full court pressure here. The Bears beat it. Now, Archibald drives and then tries to give the ball up to Lippert. She mishandles it. The ball's on the floor. We have a little scrap for it, and it'll be the Lady Indians ball at the possession arrow. So, a mishandle there by the Lady Bears causes them a turnover. 3:57 left here in the first half. It's all tied up, 7-7 here in the igloo here on the campus of Bracken County High School. Jarvis with the ball. She drives, kicks it out right to Allie Dillon. She shoots a three. It comes off, and then Hayden Barrier knocks it out of bounds for the Lady Indians. So it'll be the Lady Bears ball. Checking in for Reagan Oney for the first time is freshman Laura Lee Orison. So it's Orison, Jarvis, Barrier, Warner, and Dillon on the floor for the Lady Indians. Bauer with the ball for the Lady Bears. She tries to throw a post-entry pass, and it'll be the second turnover in a row for the Lady Bears as Allie Dillon disturbs the ball a little bit there as Kylie Lippert could not handle it. So it's Jarvis inbounds the ball to Bailey Warner. She'll be the one that will bring it across the mid-court stripe for the Lady Indians. Again, the Lady Indians going right to left on your listening device. It's Jarvis, gives the ball fake to Bauer, then drives on her, shoots up a 12-footer. It comes off into the hands of Nicole Archibald, and the Lady Bears going the other way. Archibald pulls up. shoots a three. It comes up short into the hands of Ella Johnson. She misses. Rebound in comes off to Lippert. And then finally, Johnson gets the ball back and she scores. So multiple opportunities there for the Lady Bears. Gives them the lead at 9-7. Shot up by Jarvis is no good. Rebound comes off to Lippert for the Lady Bears. Archibald pulls up another three. No good. Rebound comes off this time to Barrier for the Lady Indians. And they march the other way. And then we have a mishandle, and it's going to be a turnover on the Lady Indians. Back into the game for the Lady Indians is Reaganoni, and she'll sub out Savannah Jarvis. Lady Bears ball needing to come to full court. It's a full court man-to-man pressure now by the Lady Indians. Lippert gets the ball in. It's in the hands of Archibald. She shoots up a 15-footer. No get good. Again, Archibald struggling with her shot here early. Dillon leading the break the other way. Gets it off to Barrier. She misses a three. Rebound comes off to Laura Lee Orzing. Back to Barrier for a two-pointer. It's good. 9-9 is our score. And now we've got a foul. Looks like this one's going to be on Bailey Warner, her first. Team's first for Montgomery County. Only two fouls called collectively in this game so far with 2 minutes left here in the opening quarter. All knotted up at nine. Lady Bears inbound, side out. Archibald drives to the basket, shoots up a left-handed layup, no good. With the rebound is Brianna Bauer, and she just took that rebound away from Reaganoni. Many have tried, few have succeeded, but that time Bauer did in getting it out of the clutches of Oney. Barrier with the ball for Montgomery County. Gets it over to Orzin. Oh, and the ball's knocked free, but then Allie Dillon is able to rescue it in the backcourt, and then she gets the ball knocked free by Archibald. So Archibald being a nuisance for the Lady Bears there, causing a turnover, and the Lady Bears now lead 13-9. Lady Indians need to get something going. Allie Dillon with the ball out top. Gets it off to Warner. She tries to get it down into Barrier. Barrier, nice touch pass out to Orzin for the three. No good. And with the rebound is Bauer. Bauer with her third rebound here early. It looks like an elbow or something may have gotten Reaganoni in the face. They're gonna call the foul on Oney, saying that she reached in. And now checking in for the Lady Indians is Savannah Jarvis and Sophie Fouch, replacing Laura Lee Orzin and Allie Dillon. It's the Lady Bears ball. They'll need to go full court. They're going left to right on your listening device here. Lady Indians in this full court man-to-man pressure. In the back court is I'm going to call it Savannah Kelch. She was in trouble, so Coach Troy Archibald calls a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout. The Lady Indians trail 13-9. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Early on, the Lady Indians struggling against the Lady Bears, and a lot of it is due to just the rebounding. And right now, the Lady Bears going full court. They get the ball out, and that's going to be Kelsch with a lay-in for the Lady Bears, and the Lady Bears now with a six-point lead, 15-9. 52 seconds left in this opening quarter. Lady Indians needing some offense. They try to look inside to Jarvis. The ball gets deflected, and Jarvis goes to the ground, and now they're going to call a jump ball. It's going to be in favor of the Lady Bears, so nonetheless a turnover for the Lady Indians and a chance for the Lady Bears to increase their lead. Again, Lady Indians in this man-to-man full-court pressure trying to change things up. Haven't seen much of this this season out of the Lady Indians. Kelch with the ball. Tries to go inside. Hayden Barrier intercepts the ball. And now the Lady Indians go the other way. Barrier pulls up from three on the break, and it's good. 15-12, so she cuts the deficit in half, does Hayden Barrier with that three-point shot, giving her 5 points on the even. Now Jarvis intercepts the pass. She pulls up from 15 at the free throw line. It's good. So just like that, the Lady Indians back to baskets, cuts the lead to one, 15-14. 8 seconds left in this quarter. It's Johnson, tries to go down inside. Jarvis intercepts another pass. She flings up a long pass, but that's the way we'll end the first quarter. The Lady Indians trail here on the road tonight in the Igloo here at Bracken County, 15-14. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain. Armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology, take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Lady Indians will start the second period with the ball trailing 15-14 here in this contest. Oney with the ball gets down in the lane, and looks like there's going to be a tie-up down inside there as Johnson was able to get her hands on the ball, so a turnover to start things out for the Lady Indians here. Bree Bauer with the ball for the Lady Bears. Going left to right. She mishandles the ball. Comes out there for a minute. Jarvis almost had it. But now we're going to have another tie-up. So we open this second period with back-to-back tie-ups. Nobody wants the ball at this point in time. In an opening period, the Lady Indians shot 6 of 13 from the floor, 2 of 6 from beyond the arc. Neither team shot free throws in that first period. The Lady Bears 7 of 14 from the floor and 1 of 4 from beyond the arc. Jarvis with the ball for the Lady Indians. Gives it up to Fouch. Fouch tries to make a drive, and then she's stopped. And then she gives a nice pass off to Dillon. Dillon with a nice right-handed lay-in. And so the Lady Indians take the lead 16-15. Here with about a minute played here in the second period. Archibald loses her dribble. Gives it off to Bauer. Bauer drives a nice pass across the lane to Lippert. And they're going to say she was fouled by Jarvis. That'll be Savannah Jarvis's first foul, team's first here in the second period. Been a fairly clean play game so far. Lippert, the 5'9 senior, goes and shoots her first free throw, and it's good. She'll have one more here as she's tied the game back up at 16. See if she can break the tie. It comes off strong, and they're going to call a lane violation. So she gets another one. Boy, the Lady Bears have nobody around the lane. It's all Lady Indians around the lane, and they call a lane violation. How odd is that? So Lippert on her mulligan there, she misses. So rebound comes off, and it's the Lady Indians basketball. Barrier with the basketball for the Lady Indians. 16-16, 6:45. It's Barrier, top of the key, three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes off the Fouch. She tries to get over to Jarvis, but Bree Bauer able to intercept. And then Allie Dillon blocks Bauer's shot on the other end, but after blocking it, she touches it again while she had a foot out of bounds. So great job by Allie nonetheless on the block shot. Archibald inbounds the ball for the Lady Bears from underneath their own basket. Now, on the drive for the Lady Bears was Kendall Johnson. She misses. Rebound comes off to Jarvis for Montgomery County. Reganoni in the front court with the basketball, calls out the play. Hands it off to Dillon. Dillon pulls up for a three. No good. Sophie Fouch keeps the ball alive. It comes off into the hands of Oni. She mishandles. Guess what? We'll have another tie-up. And this time it goes back to the Lady Bears. So, looked like the Lady Indians for a brief moment. We're going to have a great shot right underneath the rim, but then another tie-up. The Lady Bears try to beat the full court pressure. Bauer throws it beyond half court, and Fouch gets a hand on the ball. It goes out of bounds, so it'll remain Lady Bears' ball, but it'll be side out front court as Kendall Johnson inbounds the ball to Archibald. Archibald being guarded by Oni. Lady Indians are in man-to-man assignments right now. Archibald trying to get free. Now there's a switch out. Jarvis down on Archibald out front. Down the ball. From way deep is Johnson. She shoots a three. It comes off into the hand of Kendall Johnson. And then a miss by Nicole Archibald, and it's rebounded by Hayden Barrier. So missed opportunities. Now Hayden Barrier pulls up from about 12 feet, and Barrier now has 7 points. And the Lady Indians back out in front, 18-16, with 5:30 left in this first half. Bauer tries to make another pass and another turnover. As a Barrier intercepts, she pulls up, misses, gets her own rebound, follows it up, gets the lay-in. So the senior for the Lady Indians taking control of this game here in this second period. Archibald with the basket for the Lady Bears. Gets it to Ella Johnson. And they're going to say she's fouled by Hayden Barrier. That'll be Hayden's first foul. Team second here. And so that'll send Ella Johnson to the line to shoot two. Ella Johnson trying to bring her Lady Bears closer in this ball game than she does with her first one. Checking in now for the Lady Indians will be Bailey Warner and Laura Lee Orison. Checking out will be Sophie Fouch and Savannah Jarvis. On the floor for the Lady Indians is Oni, Barrier, Warner, Dillon, and Orison. Ella Johnson's second free throw is up and good. 2-point advantage for the Lady Indians, 20-18 here, with just under 5 minutes left in this first half. Barrier driving on Archibald, kicks it over to the right corner to Warner. Warner makes a nice drive down the baseline. She's going to be fouled. And they're going to call this foul on Kendall Johnson. And that'll be her first, team's first. Bailey Warner will go to the line to shoot two for the Lady Indians. Kendall Johnson is the 5-foot eighth grader. Checking in for the Lady Indians is Savannah Jarvis as Reganoni checks out. Bailey Warner did make the first of two free throws. She eyes the second one, and it's up and good. Two clean free throws by the freshman for the Lady Indians, and their lead's back out to four at 22-18. Kendall Johnson gets it over in the corner to Ella Johnson. Ella Johnson shoots a three. It rims out into the hands of Bailey Warner for Montgomery County. Then it's Dillon. She loses the handle on the ball. Another turnover on the Lady Indians here. And here goes the Lady Bears. This is Bree Bauer straight to the basket. Bauer would not be denied right there. She took it basically end to end there. Pull her team within two, 22-20. Coming up on the 4 minute mark here in the second period. Jarvis shoots a long shot, comes off. It's a three, no good. And now it's Ella Johnson. She challenges Jarvis. Jarvis denies her at the rim. Comes away with the rebound on the block shot. Now it's Montgomery County with the ball. Jarvis to Barrier. Barrier backs out, calls the play. The Lady Bears are in man-to-man defense. Warner over to Orison. She looks. Coming off the flex cut is Jarvis. She misses a lay-in. Rebound comes off to Lippert for Bracken County. Good look. Just couldn't get the basket to fall there that time for the Lady Indians. Montgomery County. Oh, wow. You probably heard that in the microphone. As Nicole Archibald shot a shoot a three from the corner, and Savannah Jarvis was having none of that with her second block shot in this ball game. Slapped that one out of bounds. Checking in for the Lady Indians is Reagan Oney. Checking out is Allie Dillon. Montgomery County comes out, and it's Bree Bauer. Shoots an air ball from beyond the three, and she got one of her classmates to identify that for her, as they said, air ball in the stands. Lady Indians with the basketball. It's Oney down inside to Jarvis. Jarvis right at the basket. She's contested by Bauer. Misses the first, but then follows up her shot with the make. And it's 24-20 favor of the Lady Indians. Lippert, left side of the basket. She misses. And the rebound comes off to Jarvis. They call the foul on Kendall Johnson, her second, team second. Checking in for the Lady Bears the first time is Kaylee Sharp. Kaylee Sharp is a 5'6", eighth grader as well. It's the Lady Indians basketball. They're going the other way now. Hayden Barrier, guarded out front by Nicole Archibald. Barrier pulls up just right of the lane there at about 10 feet. Shot comes off. It'll be Bracken County's ball. Another good look by Hayden Barrier their time, just unable to get the shot to fall. 2:30 left here in the opening in the first half here of play. Here at the Igloo on the campus of Bracken County High School, Lady Indians playing the host team, Bracken County. It's Ella Johnson driving on Dillon. She picks up her dribble, gives it back out to Archibald. Archibald tries to move on Oney. Oney cuts her off. Now Bauer on the overplay by Jarvis. Shoots a nice little 12-footer. And Bauer brings the score to 24-22 in favor of the Lady Indians. Just inside of 2 minutes left in the first half. Dillon from top of the key. Comes off, rebound to Archibald. A very good look by Allie Dillon right there. Just, again, misfires. Bauer now with the ball. She drives. And, again, Savannah Jarvis says, not today. And Sophie Fouch comes away with the rebound, gets it out to Dillon for a runout. And Dillon now has 7 points on the evening, 26-22 in favor of the Lady Indians. Been pretty much a back-and-forth game. Biggest lead has been at one time 4 points here in this first half. Or make that 6 points. The Lady Bears had a 15-9 lead at one point in time. Sorry. The biggest lead for the Lady Indians is 4 points. 1 minute left in the first half of play. It's Archibald with the ball, examining the defense here. Archibald kicks it out to the left corner to Bauer. She's being guarded by Dillon out front. She gets down the lane again, misses the shot, and she tries to get her own rebound, but Sophie Fouch says, not without me being a bother, and Sophie Fouch gets the tie-up. It'll be Montgomery County's basketball. Sophie Fouch believes every ball is going to be hers, whether it's in the air or on the ground. She's going to have something to say about it. Barrier with the ball, walks it across the timeline, being met by Archibald. Barrier just blows by Archibald that time for an easy lay-in on the right-hand side. Barrier now at 11 points, 28-22, biggest lead for the Lady Indians, biggest lead of the ball game at 6. Bauer being guarded by Oney this time. She tries to get a backdoor pass, and it's going to be a throwaway, a turnover on the Lady Bears. As there was some question to whether a Lady Indian had touched it or not, the officials agreed that it hasn't. It wasn't. 10 seconds left to go. Barrier with the ball. She's crossing the midcourt stripe. She's going to try to take Archibald again. She steps back, shoots it. Good. What a way to end the half by Hayden Barrier. Back-to-back buckets. She gives her team an 8-point lead. It's the Lady Indians, 30. The Lady Bears of Bracken County, 22. Will return for halftime stats and notes after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Well, the Elite Indians kind of got off to a slow start here tonight with on the road here at the Igloo at Bracken County, but able to start heating it up there a little bit in the second period did the Lady Indians. We're going to take a quick look at individual scoring there in the first half. For Montgomery County, they were led in the first half in scoring, and the leading scorer in this contest was Hayden Barrier. Hayden with 13 points there in the first half, as she just lit it up in the second period. It was 4 or 5 from the floor in the first in the second period, after going 2 of 4 in that first period. She's 1 of 3 from beyond the arc herself for her 13 points. Then it was Allie Dillon, the senior, really. Allie starting to find her offensive confidence. Of course, missed a good portion of the early part of the season, coming off of the volleyball season with that ankle injury. The senior has 7 points there in the first half. She opened this game in the scoring for the Lady Indians with a 3-point shot made. She's 1 of 5, however, from beyond the arc. Savannah Jarvis, the post player in the middle for the Lady Indians, had 6 points, but what was more impressive, what she was able to do defensively in this contest. She has 3 blocks in this contest to go along with 6 rebounds. Savannah has been the defender of the rim for the Lady Indians in this opening half. Then it was 2 points apiece for Reagan Oney, the senior, and Bailey Warner there in the first half. Laura Lee Orison played, and so did Sophie Fouch, but neither of them got into the scoring column. For Bracken County, they were led in scoring by 2 players, in the Brianna Bauer with 6 points and Ella Johnson with 6 points. Then it was their leading scorer on the year, and Nicole Archibald, who is averaging right under 14 points per contest coming into the game. She plays to just 5 points. All those points coming in the first period here tonight. Then it was Savannah Kilch with 4 points, and then rounding out scoring for the Lady Bears was Kylie Lippert. She had 1 point there in the first half. Kendall Johnson and Kaylee Sharp both played but did not get into the scoring column. Let's take a look at the individual stats here in this contest. When we come back, we'll look at the team totals in this opening half of play. It's the Lady Indians 30, the Lady Bears of Bracken County 22. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Still 3 minutes away from tipping off the second half. Both teams have made it out to get some shots up. And we went over individual scoring there just a moment ago. Let's take a look at the team totals there in the first half of play. Lady Indians went 13 of 26 from the floor. They were 2 of 9 from beyond the arc there in the first half. Both of those three-pointers were made in that first period of play. Lady Indians hit their only two free throws, those coming off of the hand of Bailey Warner. For the Lady Bears of Bracken County, they went 9 of 23 there in the first half, 1 of 4 from beyond the arc, and they were 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Rebounding the edge ended up going to the Lady Indians. Lady Indians very tenacious there in that second period. On the glass, really limiting opportunities for the Lady Bears. They out-rebounded the Lady Bears by 6 at 18 to 12 there in the first half. We'll take one more 90-second timeout here, and we return. We'll get you set for the second half of this 10th region matchup. It's the Lady Indians on the road with an 8-point advantage over the Bracken County Lady Bears at 30-22. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we're getting ready to get this second half kicked off. It'll be the Lady Bears basketball here to open the third period. They're going to try to figure out a way to start whittling away at this deficit here for the Lady Indians here. And, of course, the Lady Bears trying to get their second win in a row. They came in tonight after having beat the Lady Saints of St. Patrick on the last outing. Lady Indians trying to increase their streak to three games in a row. So we get the second half started. It's the Lady Bears. They try to make a drive in. They kick it out to the left corner to Bauer. Bauer misses the open three, disgusted in herself, and the Lady Indians head the other way. And the Lady Indians throw the ball out of bounds. So an opening turnover by the Lady Indians, what looked like was going to be a break, turns into a miscue. So the lead remains at 8, 30-22, favor of the Lady Indians. Archibald pulls up just left of the top of the key, comes off hard. Sophie Fouch grabs another rebound here. The Lady Indians go the other way. It's Barrier from the right side, right wing. It's good. So Barrier now with 16 points. 33-22, Lady Indians out to the largest lead in this ball game at 11. It's Ella Johnson with the basketball. She tries to go in. It looks like she may have traveled, and she did. The officials spotted it. They called it. Be the Lady Indians ball going the full court. Lady Indians going left to right on your listening device here in this second half. Barrier gets it into Jarvis at the top at the free throw line extended. Hands it off to Oney. Oney drives. Nothing there. Down Dillon on the drive. No good. Contested. Ball comes off into the hands of Bree Bauer for the Lady Bears. Bauer has had a change of shoes at halftime. Had some bright lime green on in the first half, and now she's changed it to multicolored, as it was Ella Johnson on the miss on the drive, and the rebound comes off to Savannah Jarvis. And now the Lady Indians set the offense. It's Oney out top with the ball, being guarded by Ella Johnson. Oney gives instructions on where she wants people to set up at. Now Jarvis pops out high, has no dribble, gets it to Dillon. Dillon pops out just left of the top of the key. Three-pointer comes off. It'll remain Montgomery County's basketball. So Hallie Dillon really looking for her offense, trying to find that stroke. It'll be Dillon inbounds the ball underneath Montgomery County's basket. Can't find that. Has to get in. Now Jarvis, a nice cut to the lane. Boy, it looked like she was going to get it free and clear. It was contested, and she misses it, and then the ball goes out of bounds. So a prime missed opportunity there for the Lady Indians. 33-22 remains to score. 5:45 left in this third period. Archibald gets the ball knocked away. Jarvis comes away with it for Montgomery County. She tries to lay it up left-hand side. It comes off. I think it's going to remain Montgomery County's ball, and it does. And Coach Troy Archibald wants a timeout to talk about what's going on here. He is none the bit pleased with his team's effort, and he's going to take a full timeout, and we'll take a full timeout. Lady Indians lead here on the road, 33-22, 5:36 remaining. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Ball returned to the play. Montgomery County had an inbounds to Savannah Jarvis. Got a tie-up. They kept the ball. Inbounds it again to Barrier. She missed, but the rebound came off to Sophie Fouch, and she put it in to give Montgomery County a 35-22 lead. And down on the other side, it's Bauer with the basket for the Lady Bears. And now we're back to an 11-point lead at 35-24. So exchange of baskets by both teams here with just under 5 minutes left in the third period. Barrier pulls back for a three-point shot, comes off, and then the rebound comes out to Jarvis and Lippert. It was a long rebound, those two fighting for the ball. Lippert, a senior for Bracken County, and Jarvis, the junior. That tie-up will cause the ball to go the way of the Lady Bears. Archibald with the basketball. Tries to drive on Oney. Oney denies her the lane. Now it's Ella Johnson with the basketball left wing. She skips it over to Bauer. Bauer shoots it from the right wing, and it's good. Jarvis couldn't get out there quick enough. And now it's 35-27 Lady Indians. Dillon misses a layup opportunity. And now they're going to call the foul on Sophie Fouch. Her first, team's first of the quarter. Checking in for Montgomery County would be Bailey Warner. Sophie Fouch would check out. Also checking in for the Lady Indians is Laura Lee Orison and Reagan Oney. We'll go have a seat. The Lady Bears inbounds the ball. They'll go the full length of the court here. It's Nicole Archibald with the ball. She crosses the midcourt stripe. She's met by the freshman, Laura Lee Orison. She gives the ball up to Kelch. Then inside to Ella Johnson. Then the ball is deflected and into the hands of Orison. Now she gives it off to Jarvis. Jarvis gets it over to Barrier. Barrier pulls up inside the top of the key. It comes off. And as Warner and Kelch try to track it down, we're going to get a jump ball, and it'll remain Lady Indians basketball. So missed opportunity there for the Lady Indians. Reagan Oney checks back in the game, and Savannah Jarvis will check out. Now the ball comes inside out to Barrier. Barrier hands it off to Warner. Warner kicks it back out to Dillon, left wing. Rolls across the rim, no good. So off of the missed three-pointer, Reagan Oney collects the rebound and puts it back in. 37-27, 10-point lead, Lady Indians. Archibald, guarded by Oney. This switches off, and she hands it off to Savannah Kelch. Ball's tipped and deflected into the back court, down into the hands of Ella Johnson. She hands it off to Archibald. Archibald back to Ella Johnson. Johnson pulled, looked like she was going to pull up, and then she didn't. And then she hands it off to Kelch. Now Lippert drives the baseline. Nowhere to go. Just throws it out there, and Archibald is able to run it down. Down to Bauer off the left wing just inside the three-point line. And Bauer having an outstanding night. She's got 13 points. It is now 37-29. Favor of the Lady Indians. Barrier with the basketball. Gets by Kelch, drives the lane. It looks like she may have been contacted. No call. Lippert gets the rebound, and then we have a tie-up. Looking like a Barrier may have been hit. Maybe the official thought she just did a Euro step. It looked like she was contacted from my viewpoint. But, again, official had a different view. Checking back in for the Lady Bears is Kaylee Sharp. And Kendall Johnson. Checking out was Nicole Archibald and Savannah Kelch. Now it's the Lady Bears with the basketball, 2:24 left here in the third period. The Lady Indians with a 37-29 lead. And now it's Ella Johnson drives the lane. No good. Rebound comes off to Hayden Barrier, the Lady Indians, sprinting the other way. But then Barrier mishandles the ball. We're going to get another jump ball. Well, now we got the officials seeing two different things here maybe, or just jumping in to make sure. Oh, they're going to call a foul. They call a foul on number 11. Kaylee Sharp, that's her first and the team's first of the period. So one official thought it was a jump ball. The other official said they had a better viewpoint and that it was a reach in before the tie-up. So, Lady Indians basketball. Kelsch out front guarding Barrier, gets it off to Warner on the right wing. She's being guarded by Sharp. Now Oney over to the left wing to Barrier. She fires a three. No good. Rebound comes off. It looks like it was last touched by Bauer for Bracken County, and the official agrees. And so now Allie Dillon checks back in, and Lorelei Orrs and the freshman will check out. Montgomery County to inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Ball comes into Jarvis. Now Barrier gets the ball just from the top of the right side of the lane for a two-point basket. And Barrier now with 18 points on the evening. 39-29. Fast now, Kaylee Sharp on the other end shoots a three. And just like that, it's a seven-point lead for the Lady Indians. Oney with the basketball. She mishandles it, goes into the hands of Bauer. So another turnover for the Lady Indians here in the period. That's their fourth turnover here in the period. Now, on the drive was Kaylee Sharp. She gets bumped by Warner. And that's Bailey Warner's second. That's the team's second here in the third period. 1:12 left in this third period. It'll be the Lady Bears inbound the ball from underneath their own basket. Bauer gets it in, and now she receives it back on the left-hand side. She steps inside the three and then shoots it wildly over the top and right into the hands of Kaylee Sharp. So Sharp gets in, and now she's got a quick five. 39-34. Favorite Lady Indians. Now Barrier on the drive down the right-hand side. She misses but gets her own rebound. Then she attacks the basket again, and now she's going to be fouled. So initially a missed opportunity, but stayed with it. Kaylee Sharp gets her second foul, team second here in the third period. It'll be Hayden Barrier going to the line here. Hayden, she's the first. It's good. Archibald checks back in for the Lady Bears. And number 20, Kylie Lipper, checks in for Bree Bauer, who is having one well of a ball game here. With 48 seconds left in the third period. Barrier, the senior, shoots her second free throw, and it's good. So 20 points on the evening for the senior from Montgomery County. The Bears now have the ball, got into the front court. It's Archibald, right corner. She gives a ball fake and then drives right side. Oh, and puts it in. Shoots about a 15-footer, and she's met with contact. And they're going to call this on Bailey Warner, and that'll be her third, team's third. So Archibald has a chance to complete a three-point play opportunity, looking for her eighth point in this game. And it looks like Archibald will come out of the game. She on that hit to the face, looks like she may have a little bloody lip that they're going to try to take care of. So Bauer checks in to shoot the free throw for Archibald, and she hits it. So after that down, it's Lady Indians 41-37. So the Lady Bears have cut it down to a four-point game. And then the Lady Indians mishandle the ball. So another turnover. Lady Indians and the Lady Bears have gotten themselves back into this ball game. It's going to be Ella Johnson with the ball. Crosses the midcourt stripe, met by Barrier. She hands it off to Kaylee Sharp. Kaylee Sharp drives hard down the right-hand side of the lane, and it's good. It's a two-point ball game now, just like that. Lady Bears have come storming back in this ball game. 2-point lead. Barrier with the ball. She shoots a three as time expires here in the third period. The Lady Bears, after trailing 35-22 at 1 point in time in this second half, have now gone on a run to make it 41-39. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. When we return, we'll get you set for the last 8 minutes in regulation. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Lady Indians outscored 17-11 there in the third period and allowing what was a halftime lead of 8 points down to two points here for the Lady Indians. Lady Indians needing to right things here as the Lady Bears were on a 5-0 run to end the third period. Lady Indians opened the fourth period with the basketball. It's Barrier from beyond the three, shoots it up. It dies on the back of the rim, and it comes off into the hands of Ella Johnson for the Lady Bears. They attack. It's Bauer, makes a nice up and under move, but then blocked again by Savannah Jarvis. Jarvis now with four blocks on the evening for the Lady Indians. Now it's Allie Dillon, drives between two players, but she gets tripped. And they're going to call the foul on number 20, Kylie Lippert. Her second, team's first in this period. Checking back into the game now is Nicole Archibald. Again, she left there right at the end of the third period after she had made a nice little jump shot, would have had a chance for a three-point play, but because of a bloody lip, had to step out for a moment. Now it's the Lady Indians. Inbounds the ball right there on basket. It's Oney, a nice drive to the basket, boy, and then missed a layup opportunity. It goes off the Lady Bears, and it remained the Lady Indians basketball. Oney on a nice drive to the basket. And we've seen that a handful of times tonight. Lady Indians missing right at the rim. Ball was inbounded to Savannah Jarvis and then knocked right back out of bounds by the Lady Bears. So we'll reset again. Back into Jarvis. Jarvis diagonal pass out to Fouch. And Fouch misses one from 15. But Oney able to get the rebound underneath the basket and hands it off to Dillon. And Dillon knocks it in from about 10 feet. 43-39, favor of the Lady Indians. And now, Bauer right down the middle of the lane. And I tell you, they've been aggressive all night. They had the Lady Bears no fear in attacking the interior. Dillon with a three-point shot just off of the top of the key there. 46-41, favor of the Lady Indians. Allie Dillon, 5 points here in this third period. She has 12 on the evening. And now we're going to get Sophie Fouch with a foul. It's her second. Team's first of the period. Kylie Lippert would check out as Savannah Kelch would check back in for her for the Lady Bears. It's Nicole Archibald with the ball. She tries to throw it in, and Fouch gets her hand on it. Knocks it out, so it'll be side out now for the Lady Bears. Lady Bears trailing by 5 points. 46-41 in the fourth period. Archibald looks to drive, and then we've got to switch out from Oney to Dillon. She picks up her dribble. Now it's to Ella Johnson. Ella Johnson drives the lane. Gets it off to the right-hand side to Bauer. Bauer shoots it short, but it goes right into the hands of Ella Johnson. They're going to call the foul on Savannah Jarvis there. And that'll be Savannah's second, team second here in the period. And that sends Ella Johnson to the line. She misses the first of two free throw opportunities. Critical time of the game. Ella Johnson's had a nice game to this point. She makes her second, giving her 7 points on the evening. 46-42, Lady Indians with 6:20 left in the ball game. Barrier brings the ball across the midcourt stripe. Gets it off to Oney on the left wing. Oney tries to throw it into Jarvis too high. Now it's Archibald with the steal going the other way. She pulls up just inside the free throw line. No good. And it's going to be Oney who initially got the rebound. And did they call a foul or a tie-up? They're going to call it a tie-up, and it's going to remain with the Lady Bears. So a collision on that rebound opportunity off of the miss by Archibald. Now, Lady Bears get off the kilt. She attacks the rim. Guess what? Savannah Jarvis says, no, not right now. And so they'll reset again underneath their own basket, will the Lady Bears. Now, Jarvis intercepts the pass. Now she's going to go end-to-end with an opportunity for a right-handed layup. Savannah Jarvis with 8 points on the evening pushes the lead out to six at 48-42. Bauer now on the attack. Tries to get to the right-hand side of the lane. No good. And it's back out to Archibald. She attacks the middle of the paint. Shoots it. No good, but they say she's hit on the elbow. And they're going to call this one Reagan Oney. Is Reagan trying to come up to contest the shot? That's her second. Team's third. That'll send Archibald to the line to shoot two free throws. She makes the first. Kaylee Sharp checks into the ball game. Exiting the ball game was Kendall Johnson, and then Archibald hits both free throws. So it's now 48-44 is the lead. It's Allie Dillon shoots a three. No good. Reagan Oney tries to save it inside. We're going to have a tie-up. Great hustle by Reagan Oney there off of the miss by Allie Dillon. Kendall Johnson checks back in the game for Savannah Kelch here. And they're calling it Montgomery County's basketball. There's some confusion there. Man, it's Dillon. Throws it down inside to Jarvis. Jarvis shoots a little hook shot. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be the Bears' ball. 50-44 is the score. It's Bauer. Shoots a two. No good. Comes off to Barrier. Barrier takes it the other way. She's sprinting down. She pulls up just inside the free throw line. It comes off. For a moment, it looked like Jarvis was going to get the rebound, but it goes into the hands of Kendall Johnson. And then the Lady Bears throw it away. So a missed opportunity for both teams there at good quality baskets. And I said 50-44. I thought I had it 48-44. They had it wrong on the board, so I was trusting the board operator. It's 48-44, Lady Indians lead. With 4:40 left, it's Barrier, left wing, it's Barrier, it's good. 23 points for the senior. It's now 51-44, 7-point lead for the Lady Indians. 4:25 left in this ball game in regulation. It's Ella Johnson with the basketball, gives it to Bree Bauer. Bree Bauer looks, sees nothing, picks up her dribble. Therefore, a minute almost lost it, but now it's into the hands of Ella Johnson. Now over to Archibald. Leading scorer on this team, Archibald goes left, and then she attacks after a little hesitation. And on the weak side, they're going to wipe off the basket, or are they? What do we have here? It was Kendall Johnson that got the weak side rebound. And they're going to say it happened before the shot. And I missed who they caught it on, but it's Montgomery County's 14th foul there. Archibald will inbound the ball for the Lady Bears. It remains 51-44 here. She gets it into Sharp. Sharp attacks, and she's going to be fouled. I'm going to call that on Reaganoni. It's Oney's third, team's fifth, so it'll be Sharp going to the line to shoot two here. From here on out, the Lady Bears will get to go to the free throw line on a foul. And Sharp hits her first. Sharp hits her second. 51-46. 3:50 left in this contest. Can the Lady Indians hold on and extend their win streak to three in a row, and all three being on the road? Oney with the ball, gets it to Barrier, left wing. Oh, she makes it. Gives her a crisp 26 on the evening. 54-46, Lady Indians. Lady Bears down on the attack. It's Bree Bauer. Now it's Ella Johnson, right corner. She drives the baseline. Kicks the pass across the baseline to Sharp, and they're going to say Sharp stepped out of bounds, and it's a turnover, a critical turnover here, and Coach Troy Archibald is beside himself. So it's Lady Indians basketball. Barrier gets it off the Fouch left wing. Lady Indians going left to right on your listening device. Dylan gets it to Barrier. She gets the ball stripped from her. And so a turnover on the Lady Indians. Only to get the ball back was Barrier, and gets it off to Dylan. Dylan tries to get it across the lane to Oney. And then you have another scramble. And Coach Dustin High says, let's call a timeout to reset all this madness. 2:47 is left on the clock in regulation here. And the Lady Indians take a one-minute timeout. It's 54-46 favor of the Lady Indians. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah. Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling. Oh,
yeah. So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Lady Indians are 5 of 8 in this final period of play. They are 3 of 4 from behind the arc, so the Lady Indians shooting the ball really well here in this third period. But they've got a 8-point lead, 54-46 here with 2:40 left in the game. Oney on the drive, kicks it to the right wing to Dylan. Dylan shoots a three, no good. Jarvis, they're going to say she's got the rebound and then a jump ball. It'll remain Lady Indians basketball. Ball kind of ricocheted off of the rim into the hands of Jarvis there. Lady Indians underneath their own basket, trying to add to this 8-point lead. Oney drives the left side. She shoots, no good. Rebound comes off to Kendall Johnson underneath the basket for the Lady Bears. Now, Ella Johnson. An errant pass, but it's Kelsch able to secure the ball for her team. And it looked like Ella Johnson there for a minute was going to have a chance at a three-point play. Nonetheless, she'll get the chance to go and shoot two free throws. The foul is called on Sophie Fouch. That's her fourth. First in this game to get to four fouls. And it's Ella Johnson at the line, and she makes the first of two. Kylie Lippert checks back into the ball game for Coach Troy Archibald's Lady Bears as Kendall Johnson checks out. Ella Johnson will try to make her second free throw, and she does. It's a 54-48 lead for the Lady Indians. 2:10 left. Barrier to Oney. Oney surveys the defense and coming off of the elevator screen there. It was Barrier, but she had no shot, so she gives it up. Gives it up to Oney, and then it goes off of the leg of Oney out of bounds. So could be a crucial turnover here at this point in the ball game. Now it's Archibald racing up the floor. Saw that maybe Montgomery County was napping a little bit. Now she gets a clean shot from the right side of the wing, and then Jarvis on the rebound is fouled by Savannah Kelch. So an open look for Archibald, but it was a look that was about 27 feet deep. So Montgomery County with the ball, 1:38 left in the contest. They get the ball down into Barrier. Barrier misses, but Savannah Jarvis cleans it up and makes the basket, 56-48. Ella Johnson, left wing for the Lady Bears. It kicks in and out. And then you have Oney and Kelsch go to the ground. It's a tie-up. It'll remain Lady Bears basketball. Ella Johnson had a shot just rim out on her. But her team keeps possession. It'll be underneath their own basket. Nicole Archibald will inbounds the ball for the Lady Bears. She bounces it in to Bauer. Bauer, left block, shoots it up, no good. Jarvis comes down with the rebound for the Lady Indians. Jarvis with a sensational night on the boards for the Lady Indians. Now, coming up on a minute left to play in this ball game, Lady Indians are just looking to take care of the ball and get easy opportunities. And as the ball goes in into Jarvis, Bauer gets called for a foul. It's Bauer's first. It's the team's third of the period. Checking out for the Lady Bears is Lippert and Kelsch. Checking in is Kendall Johnson and Kaylee Sharp. And on the inbounds, Jarvis is fouled, so that'll be Nicole Archibald's first, team's fourth, and the Lady Indians will reset. Now Dillon from the right corner thought about shooting it. She gets it to Barrier, and Barrier does fire a three. Probably unnecessary at this juncture, but ball comes off, and now you've got going the other way. The Lady Bears, ball gets knocked out of bounds, and now Lady Bears needing to score here, and then they turn the ball over. Nicole Archibald threw it in between Bauer and Kendall Johnson, and the ball just went out of bounds. 37 seconds left. Lady Indians with a 56-48 8-point lead. Now the Lady Indians with Barrier with the ball gets it to Jarvis. Jarvis is in trouble, but she gets rid of it. Now it's out to Barrier, 26 and counting. They try to come out and trap. She avoids the trap. Then she just drives straight to the lane, and ball comes off, but she gets her own rebound, goes back up with it, and that is good, and that's going to pretty much do it tonight, 58-48. As time starts to expire, as it was, Kaylee Sharp shot the ball, and it was blocked by Hayden Barrier on the other end. But we only got 4 seconds left in this ball game at this point in time. Ball comes in, 2-1, no shot, and that'll do it. Lady Indians victorious in their last three, and all three on the road, extending that win streak 3-0 for the Lady Indians here in the last 7 days as they win 58-48 here at the Igloo tonight against the Lady Bears of Bracken County. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back. It'll be the postgame show here on Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Back here after a Montgomery County successful road trip here to Brooksville tonight here. We're on the campus of Bracken County High School. Lady Indians victorious with a 58-48 10-point lead here against a very scrappy Bracken County bunch. Bracken County will fall to 8-11 on the season. The Lady Indians now push their record up to 13-6, coming now with a three-game winning streak here after this victory tonight. So again, sometimes they can be ugly, and this at times was an ugly matchup, but again, a successful venture as the Lady Indians in their next game will play Mason County to see if they can push it to four games in a row, as they'll do that later on this coming week back at MCHS Arena. Let's look at the final individual scoring in this game. It was Brianna Bauer for the Lady Bears, leading them in score. Bauer came into tonight's contest averaging just under 11 points per contest, the 5'6 junior. Tonight, 16 points. Really, really outstanding young player, very aggressive young player for Coach Archibald. She led with 16 points, then followed that up with Kaylee Sharp. Kaylee Sharp, the eighth grader, came off the bench, a 5'6 player in her own right. All her points coming in the second half. And she was 3 of 4 from the floor, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Hit one three-pointer on the evening, giving her 10 points. Then it was Ella Johnson with 9 points for the Lady Bears. 8 points for Nicole Archibald, came into the game leading scorer for the Lady Bears. The junior all-region guard had been averaging 13.9 points per contest. Then it was Savannah Kelch with 4 points and Kylie Lippert with 1 point. Kendall Johnson played in this ball game, but failed to score for the Lady Bears. For the Lady Indians, they were led in scoring by their season-leading scorer in Hayden Barrier. Hayden Barrier averaging 17, a little over 17 and a half per contest. Well, she'll bump that up a tick as she scored 28 points here tonight for the Lady Indians. Just an outstanding game for her. She had 13 in the first half and then 15 in the second half to amass her 28 points in this contest. Then it was Allie Dillon, the senior, having one of her better offensive outputs in this senior season of her. Allie had come in to the contest averaging right around 6 points per contest. She doubled that up tonight with 12 points. Then it was Savannah Jarvis. The junior post player hit 10 points, but quite impressive at, however, with five blocks on the evening. And then she had, however, with 13 rebounds. And I may have missed one or two. And we'll see what the final will be for that. But a double-double evening for Savannah Jarvis. And then, like I said, a huge performance on the glass for Coach Dustin High. And his Lady Innes did the junior post player have. And Coach Dustin High is now going to join us here on the broadcast here in the post game. And Coach, on a trip like this, first day of the week, of the school week, can always be tough when you got to take a journey like this to the northern region of the region. But the Lady Indians, after probably not getting off to a sensational start, a start in which in the first minute and 8 seconds you had called timeout to kind of give some further instructions on what you wanted to see. And I know it was defensively at the time that you called that timeout, but a win nonetheless, a 10-point victory, your third win in a row. Kind of your thoughts initially coming out of this one.
Yeah, and that's, and I don't know what the reason is or whatever, but I mean, our focus off the bus was not the best, and that's what we just got done talking about. Like, we can, there's a million excuses that you can make on a night like this, but at the end of the day, none of them matter. I mean, we came here with a job to do, and it took us about 24 minutes to really start working on it.
You look at this Bracken County team, you come up here, it's a proud program, and Coach Archibald's done a good job in his short tenure with this program. His daughter, one of the outstanding players in the region, and then in Bree Bauer, a young lady that not only can she put the ball in the hoop, she's very aggressive on the glass. She kind of carried the mantle tonight along with Ella Johnson at times when it looked like Nicole Archibald was struggling to find her offense. Bree Bauer really brought her game tonight, and I know as this game went along, that's where the defensive focus had to go.
It did, and she played great, and Coach Archibald does a great job. They're a hard-nosed team. They play with a lot of grit. They're aggressive, and I mean, they're not backing up from anybody, and that's the way they came out of the gate, and I mean, that was the first time out. We talked about starting the game. We need to be the aggressors, and we need to get after them. And that was not the case tonight. And they got after us and kind of put us on our heels out of the gate. And I mean, that's a credit to them and Coach Archibald. And it's like just talking to Coach before the game, and even there for a second after the game. It's like Coach Archibald is the Dan Campbell of the 10th region. I mean, there's no questions, and they're going to play hard. And like you said, Boyer, I'm not sure that she missed an open shot.
Yeah.
And we knew that she could score coming in. And, I mean, of course, Archibald's at the top of your scouting report, and then you got Johnson that have been doing it for a few years, but it's like Boyer really maximized every opportunity she got tonight.
A very downhill running type team, is what I say. You mentioned Dan Campbell for the Detroit Lions. Very downhill. Had you seen a team this year that was that aggressive with the downhill north and south, you know, off of those little handoff actions that they were running? Have you seen a team that was as aggressive as this? And is this something that you feel like can be beneficial as a learning tool kind of going forward the remainder of the season?
They ran some different actions to get downhill, and some simple things that we didn't communicate that looked really good that should not have looked really good. But I would say Madison Central is kind of a similar downhill, just attacking type team. And if you don't take away people's strong hand and you don't work early to get in position, that downhill action can give you fits, and it gave us fits tonight, and we didn't get the rotations that we needed from the weak side. And I mean, that's the rotations is probably the most concerning part of all of that for me, because if you're going to pressure the ball, you're going to give up a step, or you're going to get beat occasionally, and you have to depend on those rotations, and tonight the rotations just weren't consistent.
Yeah. Senior Allie Dillon, 12 points tonight. The shooting percentage may not be what you want, but she looked a little bit more comfortable tonight. Started the night off with that open three for the Lady Indians. Talk a little bit about her and maybe where her confidence level is, and maybe how she's feeling now that she's had a number of games underneath her belt coming into this season off of the injury.
You know, we haven't really talked about it, and I've kind of left it alone, but I thought that there was a glimpse in the Paris game of Allie getting a little more confidence just in her ball handling and just being out there and having the confidence to make plays and make decisions, and I thought she carried that over to tonight, and we knew, like, she's coming off of a really bad injury that put her out for a significant amount of time. And basketball, I think, is similar to like baseball and softball. Like, you don't just go back and pick up where you left off. I mean, there's a lot of rhythm to it, and there's a lot of timing to it, and it's been a process, and there's no way it's going to work harder than Allie, and you know you can count on that night in and night out. And I think that the confidence is starting to come, and that comfort level is starting to come along with it, and I'm really hopeful for her and that she'll be able to continue to build on these last couple games.
Junior Savannah Jarvis, double-double. I have her with tonight, and at one point in time, it looked like she was working on triple-double. I've got her with 5 blocks to go along with, I think, 13 rebounds and 10 points. Pretty impressive stat sheet there for the junior post player, but she was able to clean up a lot of stuff on the back end, kind of like what you talked about on Saturday on Sports Extra.
Yes, and she is doing a really good job of getting those shots around the basket high. She's doing a good job, and I mean, there's a couple. She blocked this three right here in your corner, and I mean, that's a little different situation. But at the basket, she's doing a good job of walling up and playing vertically, and she's got incredible length, and she's using it to her advantage. And then, I mean, you got Hayden down the stretch there.
Yeah,
got it. Couple good pin downs and got looks on the wing, and was able to knock down some shots when we really needed it. And one thing that we talked about that I'd like to see those last, probably the last minute 15, I think it was about what was on there.
Yeah.
We've got to have the ability, and we've got to have the discipline to roll over that offense. And it's like, I've got confidence in you, but at the same time, we've also got to have the awareness to roll that over and know that we've got them chasing, and the clock is on our side. We don't necessarily have to score, and in that action, I mean, we could get a layup if we're patient with it, but it was nice to see them execute down the stretch. It's just picking and choosing some of those opportunities probably need to go back and look at.
Really, you talk about Hayden's performance tonight. Really got back to showing some of that energy. I know sometimes a senior, sometimes a season can get long, and you know, you don't even recognize that maybe it has taken its toll on you physically and mentally sometimes. But a great job and an outing by her tonight. She went on a couple of runs, I think, there in the second period there to end out the half, and then the way she was just solid across the board here in that second half, getting shots when you needed shots, and even on a miss, she'd get her own rebound and go right back up with a strong. Showed a lot of energy, a lot of lead by example by your senior tonight.
It was, and then I don't know how many Reagan ended up getting, but Reagan I felt like Reagan created a lot of rebounds that maybe she didn't necessarily get, but she flew in there and just got a piece of it enough to where they didn't get it cleanly, and I thought that she created opportunities for us, and she spent a large amount of the game on Archibald, which probably led to Boyer getting more opportunities because Reagan does do a good job at the top of the scout. But then yeah, Sophie and Bailey and Laura Lee all pitched in and played a good game. How many jump balls did Sophie cause tonight?
Oh, man. Well, in collection, I stopped keeping jump balls, but in this game tonight, there had to be at least 12 tie-ups, if not more.
It was like a junior program tonight with the number of jump balls out there. But, and, I mean, Sophie had a huge one right in front of our bench there late on a scramble. And it was, I mean, that was one of those balls. It was 80-20 in their favor, and she found a way to weasel her way in there and tie it up. And it's like, even if we don't get it, she switched the arrow, and I mean, that was a possession that she took away from him. And with the number of jump balls tonight, I mean, Lordy mercy.
She takes it personal, doesn't she?
She does.
The 50-50 balls, she takes personal, even, you know, when she knows, hey, I've maybe taken the possession arrow away or whatever. She wants to come away with the ball at the end of the whistle every time. And it's like she's taking notes. She's taking receipts, as the young people say. Yeah, I'll be back. And I think it does kind of wear on the opponent sometimes when they know, hey, she's going to be touching me. She's going to be somewhere in the mix at the end of the day. Just continue another outstanding, a below the radar performance for just a novice.
Steady.
You get a chance to wear your white unis when you get back home later on this week against Mason County. Your thoughts on that now that you've gotten these three games out of the way, you've been successful in all three attempts in this last week. Mason County visits, the Lady Royals visit the arena this week. What's your thoughts going into that?
Coach Boozer has those girls believe him.
Yeah.
They're playing well. They're playing hard. And it's going to be a tough one. Yeah. And it's just a matter, and that's why just quickly in the locker room mentioned, like, to me, Mason County is a more athletic version of Bracken.
Yeah.
And it, if we come in there going through the motions, they've got a little more speed and quickness to probably stick it to us a little quicker than Bracken was able to tonight. And they are aggressive, they're trapping, and they're flying around. And if we are not focused and we're not ready to take the aggression to them and put them on their heels, it'll be a tough one in the arena.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a victory tonight, 10-point win here in the Igloo, 58-48. We'll let you guys get back on the road so you can get home in a decent hour, if there is such a thing, leaving Brooksville at 9 o'clock. Hopefully you get you home and in bed before the 11 o'clock hour from here. But, again, impressive performance, and good luck. We'll see you on Thursday night.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Dustin High, head coach for the Lady Indians. His Lady Indians pushed their record down up to 13-6 on the season with a very impressive win here tonight in Brooksville at Bracken County. So we'll real quick continue to go over the remainder of the stats here for the Lady Indians. It was Hayden Barrier with 28 points on the evening. Then Allie Dillon, senior, had 12 points. It was then 10 points by Savannah Jarvis to go along with what I had her as 13 rebounds and 5 blocks. And then four apiece for Sophie Fouch and Reaganoni. And then rounding out scoring for the Lady Indians was Bailey Warner here in their effort. Again, a 10-point victory for the Lady Indians here tonight on the road. The Lady Indians will take on the Lady Royals back home at the arena on Thursday night. We'll have that broadcast here, and we hope you'll join us at that point in time. Also around the 10th region, it was Bourbon County girls with a big win. We was talking about Mason County. Wow, this is a surpriser, 66-39. So don't know what happened there over at Bourbon County tonight, but that'll be interesting to see what happened in rest day. The gymnasium and what the Lady Royals will bring into the MCHS arena on Thursday. But tomorrow night, it'll be the boys. We'll be coming to you live from Versailles at Woodford County as the boys will take on the Yellow Jackets on the road. We'll have that broadcast right here. Dan Manley will be joining me back in the captain's chair tomorrow. And that's going to do it for us here on tonight's broadcast. Again, I want to thank Jeff West back at the studio. And as always, I want to thank Hayes McMakin, our executive producer here at the Gateway Sports Network. And until we meet you get back with you tomorrow from Woodford County, that's going to do it. We're here. It's a final score of 58-48 in favor of the Lady Indians. Until tomorrow night, this is Ivan Rawls saying so long.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
I know why a falling blossom only touches lips.